107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. My goodness, twice in 1 week, City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma is here. Good morning, Martin.
You are blessed. I think I see you more than my wife.
Stop. Well, we've got so much to talk about. It's been a big week. Well, right off the top, my goodness, something I wish we wouldn't be talking about, but it's very much in the news. Yeah. Continuing, of course, the trade tariff negotiations.
I think it's below the surface a lot with people. They don't talk about it, but they know it's there. Just a brief update on what I'm doing and what I'm aware of. And I think most people are aware that Prime Minister Carney has set a date of July the 21st. I have a negotiation deadline with the U.S. You know, with my weekly conversations, with the weekly conversations that Flavio Volpe has with the auto parts mayors of Ontario, he sees that could be a bit problematic, especially for the USMA side of the piece, the auto mayor, the auto pack side of it, because we deal a lot with Japan, and we have five exceptional Japanese auto parts factories in town here. Toyota and Honda are huge in Canada, but Japan itself is facing a 25% auto tariff with the U.S. So that's going to be a challenge, I think, with regards to that July the 21st. But one of the things he did bring to mind is we have heard a lot in the news about Canada moving from 2% up to 2% of its GDP to military spending, and then very shortly moving to 5%. There might be some opportunities, as he shared, Flavio shared, just in last week's discussion, that manufacturers, tool and dies, the steel manufacturers, might have a window there to be part of that defense procurement piece, where you can maybe either increase what you're doing with regards to, creating things that are military-based, and or flip some of your production to that. That might be a silver lining. We know that in big cities like Windsor, that they're seeing the impact of the trade tariffs, not so much direct, but that uncertainty of what's going to come. You know, the big, beautiful build has certainly created a big dampening effect on the EV world and where it's going to go in the near future. So, we look at Stratford, we're kind of sitting steady. I was saying Windsor sits in around about 9.8% unemployment. In Stratford, we're about 4.3%. We're up a wee bit from last month, but we're not directly impacted, but it's the anxiety, the uncertainty piece that is, it hangs a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have an update on the Grand Trunk.
Yeah. You know, I believe it was important night in council chamber on Monday night, because, as you know, the ad hoc advisory committee has been working for almost 2 years, and they're coming close to their mandate with regards to what council has provided. And it was, I believe, an important night. They came to council wanting some direction as to next steps moving forward on that 18-acre site, which includes a huge superstructure, a former locomotive steel structure. And there were kind of three scenarios on the table: retain the entire superstructure, retain part, or take it all down. And there was a lot of good discussion, some great delegations brought forward. We had the YMCA delegate, we had a couple residents delegate, and then the ad hoc advisory committee and our consultant CVEC came forward to present. And at the end of the night, I thought it was prudent for council to say, yes, preliminary, let's take a look at retaining part of that superstructure. Let's look at what YMCA and other community activities could be developed outside of that building. Originally, we thought about going inside, and we know that a lot of the challenges around that superstructure is our economic limitations. If we had a pocketbook as deep as the Grand Canyon, there wouldn't be any obstacles with regards to environmental remediation or building within that structure. But we know we have to be economic stewards as well. So I'm happy that we've given some direction and that the ad hoc advisory committee staff and our consultants can move forward with more discussion in the private sector and bring something back to council.
Okay, thanks for the update on that. And we've had visitors to Stratford.
We had Mike Schreiner, who is an MPP out of Guelph. He wanted to come into town, and you know that he's a huge advocate for anything green. So he was in town yesterday, and we did a tour to see what we're doing in our community with regards to climate change and doing our part to reduce our impact on the climate. And certainly a great visit to Vic West Steel to see their amazing work addressing climate change from their natural light tubes that comes in and brings natural light right into offices from the rooftop. Talking about rooftop to their amazing rooftop solar panels, providing up to 28% of what they need energy-wise on site, and their water recapturing. From there, we went over to see the city transit and our hybrid buses. Nate did a great job of sharing, the impact of the hybrid buses as opposed to big diesel engines running all the time. We had a chance as well to visit the Tom Patterson Theater. And then, of course, over to the Grand Trunk site to talk about possible rental housing in the future and that YMCA and community space piece. So it was a good day to brag about Stratford and, the great work not only industry but our residents are doing to help in a global challenge, and that is climate change.
All right, there you go. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma as the search continues for CAO.
Just a brief update here, and I get asked this frequently. As you know, we have completed our interviews with regards to the search for our permanent chief administrative officer. This has gone to council, and it will come back to council. I can guarantee. Maybe I shouldn't use that word, but by July, in the month of July, it will come back to council, and we'll have great news for our permanent CAO moving forward.
All right. I've got a note here about child care center. What's this about?
And we've talked about this in the future, but child care spaces continues to be a problem across Ontario and in Stratford. We have a wait list of over 600 individuals or parents that want their child on a wait list. We know the great work that Anne Hathaway Daycare does in our community with regards to child care. It was an important night. As I've always said, public meetings are my most favorite part of the job in council chamber. We had a public meeting with regards to an application for zoning bylaw amendment to create another daycare, and it was to permit land use for a daycare. So once again, and this is over on Oak Street, once again, no decisions are made in a public meeting. This item will come back to council, but if it's supported by council in open session, it will add 98 new child care spaces and the hiring of 28 new people. The impact on this with families and our workforce is huge, and that's an issue that's been a challenge for since I've come into office, and it's nice to see some positive steps towards addressing the problem.
All right, we have an update on the normal school. I know this has kind of been back in conversation,
yes,
if you will.
And once again, it's. We had a public meeting on this some time ago, and this refers to the address, the normal school, which is at 270 Water Street. And that public meeting was regarding the proposed declaration of that address, 270 Water Street, as surplus to city use. This hasn't come back to council yet. A report is being created by staff to come back to council. So while this report is being prepared, and while council, or giving council the opportunity to have full discussion around this proposed declaration of surplus, council decided on Monday night to extend the lease by one more year of the normal school to the Stratford Festival, so that there's no hurry with regards to the declaration part and the next steps following that decision. So, you know, it is a frequently asked question. Well, if it gets sold, can the property be taken down, demolished, or changed? This property is protected by the Ontario Heritage Act. So, and if people want to learn more about this, I invite you to go to our Engage Stratford, because this is something that's near and dear to people's hearts with regards to the normal school currently, and what does the future hold for it.
All right. Speaking of our future, summer company students, yes. This has been a great news story.
Yeah, a great segue. Thank you, Jamie. And yes, as we shared a little while ago, 10 young entrepreneurs have been supported with starting their own company. I thank Minister Tangri of the Small Business Ministry of Province of Ontario, great supporters in our local community, you know, for supporting these youth on getting started, not only with financial support, but I want to thank once again Holly Mortimer from Invest Stratford for her mentorship of these youth. When I heard one of our former youth and talk about a company that he still owns today, he not only talked about the funding that was provided, but also thanked Invest Stratford and Holly Mortimer for her mentorship of getting him started and you know, guiding him along the way in starting of a company. So what I've done is through my socials is I've posted these 10 students, and I encourage people to take a look. And if you have an opportunity to support these students in their venture, and some of them will, at the end of the summer, it will be done, but some will carry forward, some will sell their business. But everything, the service is everything from housekeeping to yard work to a violinist that'll play to different functions, weddings, etc., to money basics for youth to learn about money, how to spend money, how to save money. So I want to once again, you know, encourage people to be involved in this. And this goes across not only Stratford, but Perth County. A shout out to Meredith Forget from the county for her great support. It seems that if we have a shortcoming with regards to dollars and support, they come through, and Meredith comes through with some support. So once again, talking about support, let's try to support these 10 young entrepreneurs moving forward this summer.
That is awesome.